Hey everyone, welcome to Bright, Beautiful World, and thank you so much for listening. Now, those of you who are listening through Anchor, you will be aware that we've got a new version 3, which we've all been waiting for so long. And if you are listening through iTunes or Google What's It or anywhere else or through my website, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. But to create these podcasts, I use an app called Anchor. And recently they've upgraded their app, so it's a bit different now to use. And this is the first time I'm recording anything through the new updated app. I've just finished putting together an episode and I just wanted to talk about that process because it's something I'm just thinking about myself and trying to figure out how it all works. So I just wanted to discuss it. So if you're not listening through Anchor, this might not make that much sense for you. But if you are listening through Anchor and you kind of understand what I'm going on about, I just thought it would be really helpful if you have any other thoughts or if you could let me know if I'm doing something the wrong way around. So I've just put together an episode using the new app. And the first thing I've noticed, the first episode I put together using the new app, I used segments that I'd already recorded. So normally how it works is that you record 5-minute segment and then if you like that segment, you can turn it into an episode and you can put it together with other segments and you can turn it all into an episode and the episode remains permanent and the segments disappear after 24 hours. Now, all of that has changed, which is super exciting, but it's quite challenging at the same time because, I mean, the first thing I've noticed here is that I can't pause it recording. So normally I'd say something, then pause it while I kind of gathered my thoughts because I tend to waffle on anyway. And I found the 5-minute limit quite useful. So if I go wrong now, I'm really sorry, but I just kind of need to keep recording. There's no way for me to pause it. So that's quite interesting. So if you hear some ums and ahs, it's just I'm not used to talking this long. But yeah, I just wanted to share my thoughts about it. And my first thought about it was, how can I make this work for me? Because before I had a regular way of putting together podcasts. I'd record a segment, put it on Anchor, then see if it got any feedback. And depending on the feedback it got would be and how much it resonated with everyone and if I got any call-ins, I would then make it into an episode. So now there isn't really a way of doing that. Because I can't put a segment and wait for a response. Now, when you record, it goes straight into an episode. So that's quite interesting. And that's going to be a lot to get used to. And I was also thinking that maybe I should start making notes of what I'm going to say in the episodes, because if we can't pause it and I can't think about anything, yeah, it might be quite useful taking notes, but I do like seeing how long the total amount of your episode will be when you build it. So what I could do is I could record a first segment into the episode and then wait to see if it has any responses. And with those responses, I could add them to the end of the episode and just add them on. However, if I do that, how would people know that I've added more material to the end of the episode? But what is really interesting is that there is now a way of saving straight to drafts, which is a new feature. And when you record and you asked whether you want to add it to an episode, if you click on the little cog icon at the top, it gives you now the option of adding to the previous episode or to adding to a draft. So that's quite good, which means you would be able to prepare podcasts in advance, basically. So that's a really good feature. And also, you can publish episodes only to Anchor. There's that option as well, which is new. So you can choose whether to publish your episode just to Anchor or to all the other platforms. So you can still do that. It's just slightly more long-winded and slightly more complicated and slightly more difficult. And when you're creating your episode, your content is divided between what has been published, which I presume is the content you've used in episodes already, and into drafts, which I find really complicated. I found it much easier when it was just divided by date. You know, whatever date you published it. At the moment, it's like 3 days ago, 5 days ago. But I'd find it really useful if it was like 29th of January or something like that. And it would also be lovely to have a search function so you could search through all the audio, because now it used to be one linear list of audio. Now you've got these two lists. So just to find my intro was quite difficult. It took me ages to go through both lists and to find it. What is also great now is when you are doing your episodes and you have the different segments that you add into your episode, you can reorder them. So that's absolutely brilliant, and you can drag them around, and that's much easier rather than having to record everything in chronological terms. So record one after the other. This is so strange. It's just gone to 6 minutes. I'm never used to talking this long. You can probably see why. So that's great that you can reorganize what all the things are played in. But I did find it a lot easier to create my episode from my desktop rather than my phone or my iPad, because the phone and the iPad, the screen is only so big and it only shows you so much information. So it was just too complicated to do from my phone, at least for the first time. So I had to do it on my desktop, which is a bit of a headache, really, but it does enable you to create more professional podcasts, I guess, because it has a little tab where you can upload pre-recorded material. So if you have a mic and or you want to make it really good quality, you can record it using your mic and alter it however you want and then drag it in to the website and upload it from there. While I'm nowhere near that advanced. I just record straight to my phone or my iPad. The desktop version, though, has definitely improved. The stats, I find, aren't that helpful at the moment, but you can definitely see how much more scope there is to improve them. And also you have a list of all the different places your podcast is put out into the world. And at the moment, my Spotify link is actually empty, so I don't know what to do to resolve that. And with the listening on this new app, I do feel like I'm missing things. I don't know if that's because not everybody has changed over to the 3.0, they're still on number 2. So I don't know whether it's because of that, but I find myself physically checking through all my favourites to make sure I haven't missed anything. And because when you first go onto the listening tab on the app, you go onto the listening tab, I've only got a list of like 6 or 7 favourites that come up at the top there, and then I have to click through to the list of the whole list of all my favourites to be able to go through and see everyone. So I guess that's because not everybody is recording on this 3.0 at the moment, but it's just a bit more difficult to see who's done things that are new at the moment. But I've only had this for 24 hours, I think, although I spent most of the day looking at it at the moment, actually. As I said before, there are no more 5-minute segments. As you can tell, I'm at 9 minutes now, I actually found the 5-minute segments quite useful because I know people's time is valuable and I want to be able to give as much value in a shorter space as possible. So it was quite useful for me to have a mental kind of cut-off point. So I quite liked that, actually. And also, it looks like the 24-hour time limit has gone. So before, we used to upload a segment and it used to go within 24 hours, which made it much more like a radio station. But now, because of the platform change, rather than being a radio station that you're producing, it's kind of gone into the direction of podcasting, Which is fine. It means you don't have to worry about people missing your segments, I guess, because there's no timeout, or not that I can see. And it is kind of easier to do it on the computer, and you can go in and edit the details of your episode, and you can look at the advanced publish settings, and that also gives you some new options, or options I haven't seen before. So you can choose whether to publish it just to Anchor, or whether you want to publish it across Spotify and the other things. Or you can also say if your episode type is a trailer or a bonus or a full episode, which I don't know what that means yet. You can also choose whether it's clean or explicit. And what I thought was quite cool is that you can also give it an episode number and a season number, like a TV show. So I thought that was really great. So I could have like episode 5 of the season of Bright Beautiful World, or if I decided to read a book or something like that. So that's pretty exciting. I'm just not quite sure how this all fits in with the style of how I like to do Anchor, because I never really, it was not my goal to be a podcaster, because I don't think in episodes, I think in terms of segments, and if all the segments lined up, I'll turn them into an episode. So that's just something for me to get to terms with. It is definitely more complicated now. Before, it was so easy just to push a button and not have to worry about it. But it's all a learning curve, and it's quite a steep learning curve, I think. But we'll see how it goes. I hope you haven't found this too boring. It's at 11 minutes 50, so I'll leave it here. This is the longest I've ever spoken for in one go. I hope it's been okay. Do let me know your thoughts. These are just my first impressions of trying to get my episode together on Anchor, and I just wanted to share. I hope everyone's having a lovely day, and hopefully talk to you soon. I'd love to hear your voice. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Gigi, Barbara KB here. Just want you to know that what you can do is you can set up an episode that's just at Anchor. Keep it up for that period of time. Do your experimental stuff, and then decide to send it out as a podcast later. So like what you're doing right now doesn't have to show up in your podcast area. It can stay just here in Anchor, and you could have it up for 3 hours, 12 hours, heck, 40 hours. It doesn't matter anymore. So it's no longer just limited to 24 hours. That episode can stay up as long as you want it to. And then you decide to push it to your podcast. Like, let's say you wait for a bunch of call-ins to come in, and then you put it out into your podcast. If that makes sense to you, I hope it does. So basically, you have a draft area, you have episodes, and you have podcasts. So now you've got three areas to be creative in. Plus call-ins are messages. Also, Gigi, just letting you know that I believe the pause function is coming back. There's just no way they cannot have a pause function, especially since now we can publish for long than 5 minutes. So I think that's just a terrible flaw that was overlooked. You can search your archives on the web version. You can go into and search your archives or your draft within the web version. So there is search there. It's just not on your app, sadly. So basically what the Anchor team did, in my opinion, was they went and made and built a great web version to compete with places like Podbean and Libsyn and SoundCloud. And there's been a little bit of a neglect toward the app itself. And maybe some of those features are going to come back. At least we can hope so. But go to the web version.
Hey, Barbara, thank you so much for calling in and letting me know. That is exactly what I should have done. I should have recorded it, uploaded it to Anchor, see what everybody had to say before publishing it across all the channels. It will be quite interesting because I've got some call-ins to add behind that first segment. So it will be interesting to see how it all updates, or if it comes up as new content.
So that will be quite interesting. And they have to bring back that pause button. They really do. That was a struggle. But thank you. I'll explore the desktop version a bit more. I did use it when I was putting together my last episode, but I couldn't see the search function, but that would be great. It's quite exciting. It's exciting times. It's exciting to have a new game to play with and new features to explore. So we'll see how it goes. And thank you. Bye.
Hey Gigi, it's Alan with Sentient Future. I wanted to thank you for sharing all of your thoughts on Anchor 3.0. I thought that was really well summarized, and you know, for someone who uses the pause feature frequently, you really do speak well over the course of a long period of time. I don't know if I could hang at that level. So in any case, I really did appreciate your feedback. There were even a few things I learned about the season number and the like. I didn't see that through the user interface that I was looking at yesterday. So I appreciate that and your drawing my attention towards it. And it was really nice to hear your thoughts on it. So have a great day and thanks for sharing.
Hey, Alan, thank you so much for calling in. I'm glad you found it useful. I have to admit, I had taken notes of things I wanted to say, so it just wasn't from the top of my head like it normally is. I'd actually taken notes, so I didn't forget anything. What I've also noticed, which is quite fun, is that they've color coded different segments. So ones that you record, I think, are red, then the intervals are pink, and then call-ins are green, I think. So that's quite fun. So when you're putting together your episodes, you can kind of see by the colors what content you've got there. So I'm quite enjoying that. But thank you so much for calling in. It was lovely to hear your voice and can't wait to talk to you soon. Bye.
G Laser. Oh my goodness. 3.0 is here. You are sounding amazing. I am also on 3.0. How are you? Loved the little 12-minute talk. Looking forward to hearing your podcast. Have a amazing evening and speak to you soon.
Hey, I am actually really, really looking forward to everyone being on the same platform. It's quite strange because people who I generally listen to every day, I suddenly can't find, and that's because they're still on version 2. So I'm finding that a bit strange about it. But yes, can't wait till we're all in the same party, as it were. And this has been quite interesting because this episode is now on the top charts or whatever that list is. And I started yesterday and have been adding call-ins as we've gone along. And it's gone from, I think, 86 to 70 now on the charts. But I'm interested to see whether it will expire after 24 hours or whether, I don't know, there's some sort of time limit on them, or if when I add a new episode, it will come up as a new episode. Sorry, when I add a new segment to the end of it, whether it will come up with a new episode or not, and people will know that I've added more material to the same episode. Although going forward, I will do this experimenting bit that I'm doing at the moment. I will be doing it just for Anchor, and then later when everything's tied together in a nice bow, that's when I'll upload it to the podcast. But thank you for calling in. I'm really glad you're enjoying it. It's great to hear your voice again, and hopefully talk to you soon. Bye.
Hey, Gigi, Alfred Acosta here with my son in the background, chopping up popcorn with a knife. We tried to make some homemade popcorn, and he's defeating them right now. I was looking at some of the stuff you were talking about and noticed the clipper, the anchor clipper, is far more advanced, like you said. And I'm starting to wonder if the shift has changed from phone to browser. Because I even noticed that you can record onto your episode on the browser, but it sends a link back to your phone. And so what do you think? Perhaps they've made a, I guess they're trying to do an overhaul to pull for more of a podcast creation from your desktop, or maybe they just beefed it up, or I don't know. Either way, it was cool to hear what you learned from it, and now I can see what...
Hey, Alfred. It's hard to say because I never used the desktop version before. I had a quick look at it, but there didn't seem to be much you could do with it. I believe there was the ability before to add content that you had recorded somewhere else, but it's just so much easier now. And the fact you can put together the episodes using your desktop, and it's certainly, I find, much easier on the desktop where you have a larger screen rather than trying to do it from your phone. So they could be trying to encourage more professional sounding podcasts and to make that easier. But I know for me, the only way I will record it, unless something changes drastically, is through my phone or iPad. And that's the way I will try to put together my episodes. So the desktop doesn't really change the way I will work. It's not something I want to have to use. It's not convenient. I don't actually have my own computer. So, yeah, it won't actually change how I've just thought of that, actually, even though it is a lot better. And if you're a professional, it'll probably make it easier for you. It won't change the way I work things. I just record straight onto my phone or iPad. But there's definitely a shift, and hopefully, as the updates come along, the app version will get better, because it's definitely glitching. There are definitely some things that aren't moving the way they should. And it's like I noticed with the call-ins, and your little picture comes up in the corner there. Normally on the old version, I'd be able to tap your photo and it would take me to your page. But I don't think it's doing that. And like when you scroll through your drafts, the top of the screen isn't moving up, so you can only see one draft at a time in the list. So that's a bit frustrating. Just little picky things like that they could do with sorting out. And please bring back the pause button. That would be fantastic. But it is exciting. It looks really professional now, I think. While before it did look slightly more basic, just it's quite visually appealing. I still miss, though, seeing my wheel of contacts. I know you get it on the listening page now at the top, but it's not as prevalent, and I don't necessarily want to see all that other information about, you know, what other things you might enjoy listening to and that stuff. I don't necessarily want to see that. I just want to see the people I want to listen to, you know, the people who are in my favourites at first glance. But yes, exciting times. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you're doing well, and hopefully talk to you soon. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.